Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call and send that daily number 1-800-422-416. All right, now from Ranger to talking to the UN in Rome. We're going to talk with Delhi brother now, Malachi Johnson, who's a ranger, as I stated, and talking to the UN Rome. He did that last year and going again and got the brother on the line. A very good morning. Malachi, how are you, bro?
Good morning, Trev. I'm very good, brother. Thanks for having me.
Now, thank you for coming, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from?
Yeah, my mob is Grand Grand people from Bundaberg, Gladstone, PCCC region.
And now you're talking at the UN. Well, you did that last year, and the talk was so deadly, they want you back. Tell us how this all came about, how long you've been a ranger, and how what work you're doing now, and what gave you the pathway to speaking at the UN in Rome, brother.
No worries, brother. So, I was a ranger for off and on. Like, so I did, 3 years on, then had a break, another 3 years there, down on country there, as an Indigenous Land and Sea Ranger. And I saw a massive gap, in the space there where, us Murray fellows were just doing the dirty work for white government, they wanted to send us Murrays out to bush, act like we're still picking innies or something, and I thought, well, how can I change this so, we actually get to care for country rather than, doing game of work, mowing lawns or, looking after roundabouts, that's not caring for country.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to some mentors of mine, Malcolm Mann, who's a darnable fella, and he's my mentor, and he said, hey, bud, well, you got to change legislation, you got to understand policy, you got to understand governance. So I hung up the ranger boots, and I traded for the business attire to sit behind a desk and read a lot and lots and lots of policy plans and whatnot, and so that's where I'm now managing the TUMRA. So the TUMRA is an acronym for Traditional Use of Marine Resource Agreements.
Yes.
And that's an agreement with local federal, federal and state government and the local traditional owners. In this case, I live in Rockhampton, working for Malcolm now as my, mentor.
Mm.
He's my mentor. So I work for him managing their sea country now. So
fantastic,
I think, going from ranger to sitting behind a desk understanding policy, I really got a knack for it. And I saw that there was more gaps, not only statewide and nationwide, but there's gaps overseas in the global stage, in the global area.
Yes.
And then another brother boy who hooked me up with that, I was a proxy for Dwayne Fraser, very well-known brother on the reef.
Yes.
Dwayne did his term in the global Indigenous Youth Caucus there, and then he went on to bigger and better things, and he passed it on to me. So that's how I got into that space. And obviously through hard work as well, endless hours of reading, presenting, and, making sure we had a voice there for TOs on the reef.
Yeah.
And, brother, so from that, I got an opportunity to go over. I got voted in as a focal point for the Pacific region. Mm. So there's three focal points, the other two focal points are from Hawaii, and I'm the only Australian, Indigenous Australian anyway.
Indigenous
and,
Australian, yep.
Yeah, brother, we got the opportunity to go to Rome last year to launch the campaign, the Indigenous Food Campaign and Indigenous Youth Campaign.
Yes.
In October last year, we went to Rome. It was beautiful, Russ. Wrote a book called Rocky to Rome.
Mm.
So, about my travels, my anxieties, my feelings, everything that Murray go through, going
exactly.
from small town to this big old place that we learned about in high school,
High five on the Pope.
And then from that, I got the opportunity to speak on issues that were affecting our food systems. And my issue I chose was about the coral extraction of corals in areas on the Great Barrier Reef, especially my country down PCCC, also up here, Cairns and Townsville area. We have coral operators, brother, who are non-Indigenous.
Mm.
And we have coral operators that just go on there and they take, coral from the reefs to make 100% profit with nothing going back into the community,
yes.
to mob. Coral is an important part of our cultural identity. It's the home of our stories, our songlines, our identity. And without coral, we have no natural habitat for marine life. Without that, you got no way that we can practice our cultural hunting and our practices and songlines. So it all acts as a cascading effect. You take one thing away, it takes everything else away, leading back down to our cultural identity. And without cultural identity, well, then Australia has just lost its oldest living culture.
Exactly.
You know, and to be a traditional owner of the reef is something unique and that I'm proud of. And when I was overseas, one of the presidents from the youth at the youth forum from Dominican Republic came up to me after my speech and said to me, "I didn't know that that there was Aboriginal people on the reef or in water. I thought you all lived at Uluru."
I was like, well, how?
How does this fella not know this, you know? So being able to go to Rome you know, place where I just spent 2 weeks virtually in New York, you know, working full-time, 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and then going on to do 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. for 2 weeks straight to still represent, you know. I couldn't go over to New York at the time, so I joined in virtually. So, you know, to be able to make sure that Aboriginal people in Australia and on the Great Barrier Reef have that voice over there to make sure, you know, hey, we have issues in our sea country with our water. I was just forever grateful for that opportunity, and I hope that I'm doing mob proud.
Exactly.
Myself and my family, my people, and or you know, the most important is the Great Barrier Reef. I hope I do the Great Barrier Reef proud.
Yeah, to Deadly Brother, you give a different meaning then to being a ranger. We're talking about looking after the country, protecting country, but also being an activist for country, as well as educating the people of the world about the First Nation people on this big island, brother.
Did I bore you, brother? Did I put you to sleep?
Yeah, you there, cuss? No, I lost you there.
You there?
Yeah, we'll try and get you back. That's Malachi Johnson. Lost him there. We'll try and get him back. He's a ranger and then talking at the UN in Rome last year and now going back. And he's the representative for the South Pacific. So fantastic. We'll get the brother back and continue that yarn. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. You there, Malachi?
Yeah, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, good, brother. Sorry. Thank you. Welcome back. I was asking the question, brother. You give a different meaning now to ranger, not only working on country, looking after country, protecting country, but also an activist as well and an educator, educating the people of the world about our beautiful culture on the big island, brother.
Yeah, brother. I think, you know, country's our first teacher. Mm. And because we're the boots on the ground, we're the first students to get the lessons from country, and it's our responsibility and obligation to make sure that we're the voice for that teaching and to create the awareness. And, you know, range is no more just about doing labour. It's about exploring those academic career pathways as well. It's about, you know, we're diminishing that, you know, Murray's going to university kind of thing. You know, we've got Indigenous rangers, but also Indigenous scientists, environmentalists.
Yes.
You know, so it's more than just being a ranger. We're changing the system, brother. We're changing the system.
No, fantastic, brother. You're leading from the front, and the fact that you're representative for the South Pacific as well, brother, it's good to see the work that you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother, and I believe you're catching up and having a yarn with the boys from Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel later on this afternoon.
Yeah, well, we sure are. We have a company called Reefcast, which is a podcast, TO-owned podcast on the Great Barrier Reef, capturing stories of all the TOs, brother. So hopefully we can get you on there one day, bruh.
Yeah, bro.
Return the favour.
My mentor, you in Rome, but first let's do the podcast. Too deadly, brother.
Go on, Mbala. Too deadly.
We'll catch up soon, my brother. All the best to you, Malachi Johnson.
Take care, brother. Thank you.
See you, brother. Beautiful yarn, deadly yarn there with Malachi Johnson, who is a ranger all the way from Rockhampton, and look, just got so in depth with the job, and did more, adding more meat to the bone. He thought he'd go further in regarding studies of the area and also talking up for First Nation people, especially rangers working on country, and ended up being a spokesperson and then a representative for the South Pacific. And he talked at the UN in Rome last year, and they've invited him back. So two deadly. Leading from the front. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
Check it, we gather here under the southern sky to make a statement, a spiritual guide. Take it back to like 67. We weren't even counted to that referendum, huh? Imagine that being counted as foreigner. We need voices to change this disorder. Come together, walk as one. Self-determination, it must become. Till then, we won't see no change. We need my people to take the reins. Put ourselves in position of choice. Our peeps, our land, our voice. Ancient laws through our tribes and clans. 60,000 years, it still stands. We need change, open up your heart. Time to listen to the statement, dog.
Statement, dog.
'Cause we don't need no one to talk.
Statement from the heart. Natasha Aldridge, big shout out, sister. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and New Dingy Country. BB and Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Looking at the headlines for the news today, you mean there's nothing? The families fighting for their children with dementia. Very sad affair there. Investments and workers in the spotlight as ATO unveils targets. Kevin made the doomsday decision to make an EV road trip in Australia. And here's how it unfolded. So news about that. The 20 families outbidding investors and the mega rich for Australia's most valuable. She has so much to live for. Cleo Smith's parents determined kidnap ordeal won't define her. Erdogan claims a lead amid contested vote count in Turkey election. Apple makes a major emergency update, ATO warning to 1.5 million Aussies, last chance to avoid $275 fine. Plug in your slow cooker and relax with these aging classics. So there's some recipes there. Simple ways to spot a lie explained by the psychology professor. Let's look at First Nation news. Kulaman community charity packing essentials for expecting First Nations mum. Northern New South Wales charity is delivering cribs to at-risk Indigenous mothers to support them in the days after childbirth. Other stories here. Mother's Day event honours missing, murdered and exploited Indigenous people. As mums are being celebrated, it's also time to reflect. A group in Edmonton held a gathering to honour Indigenous women and girls who are missing or murdered. And that's our brothers and sisters there in Canada. A new split emerges over Indigenous voice. The committee examining the proposed constitutional change to enshrine the Indigenous voice has finally handed down its report, but it isn't clear-cut, and politicians are split on whether the wording of the proposed constitutional amendment to enshrine the Indigenous voice should be changed before the referendum. Other news here, Indigenous communities in Alberta coping with emotional roller coaster of wildfires. Sturgeon Lake, Cree Nation for Lake Fox Lake among communities, significantly damaged by wildfires. Other stuff here, we've got Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk promises to personally accompany First Nations people to British Museum to recover artefacts. Queensland Premier has vowed to accompany traditional owners to the United Kingdom as they wish to reclaim hundreds of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artefacts from the British Museum. Fantastic. So they're the headlines for today's news. Let us know what's happening in your neck of the woods, your mob, with your mob, with your organisation, with your clan group, with your business. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program. So jump in, have your say. And a big shout out to the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, our Daily Black Network, and delivering all our yarns, all our stories, songs, and keeping people up to date with what's happening in the black space. There it is, your mob. Have your say. 1-800-422-416.
Every day that I wake up, I feel my strength getting stronger. Wind in my head, that spirit moving. You're on my life, from the dark of my monkey. It's a brand new day, such a special day. What a feeling now, but I don't know why. What a feeling, feeling, feeling. What a feeling now, but I don't know why. What a feeling, feeling, feeling. Now I'm standing on a hill, reflections on the water in my eyes. I can feel the vibe of my own old tribe, singing, dancing, celebrating your more life.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
There's a breed of man with a calloused hand, for his work is harder than most, and he takes a stand, not on the land, but the deck of a fishing boat. Now his specialty is barramundi, but he'll take a salmon or dew. I've even been told that catfish and all go into the packaging too. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it, you can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad anyway will do me. Barramundi. Haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad anyway will do me. Barramundi. Now they work with the tide, and tempers are tried by catfish and crab in the net. An occasional shout, how we gonna get it out? There's a bloody big croc in it yet. But a good sharp knife gets them out of strife, they'll cut the reptile free. And the skipper might swear and pull out his hair, it's a rugged old life on the sea. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you.
You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, any way will do me. Barramundi. 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 So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet. Gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in the flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. Now a barramundi boat is fairly small, 12 metres long at the most, with four in a crew all living on stew, for their rations are nothing to boast. And for weeks on end these unshaven men breaking their backs for a crust, just to be let down when they get into town by an unpaying skipper gone bust. So run out the nets, haven't got enough yet, gotta catch a barramundi for you. You can bake it or fry it, never know till you try it. You can even cook it up in a stew. Just roll them in a flour and fry them on the stove, or chuck them in the fire and cook them on the coals. Serve with rice and a pannikin of tea, some chips and salad, any way you'll do me. Barramundi. Barramundi. Barramundi.
Younger days, when we went camping down the track, I drove my Toyota through sand and muddy bog, deep in the territory out back, where the wild geese fly and crocodiles lie with the muddy barramundi when the billabong's dry. Buffalo wallow, trees grow hollow, white cockatoos fly by. This land, this wonderful land of mud and dust and sand, I can hear those plovers low. Hopes are circling high, when brokers dance on the floodplain lands, and me with camp with dingoes tramping, that's no lie. I miss that camp by the old banyan tree, wild goose for lunch and wild.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Coming here live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, trade is struggling. Sharp rise in calls for help as more building companies go under. Trademart celebrates massive milestone, fifth birthday, and continues to help save tradies with free counselling service. Australia's highly awarded social impact workwear brand, Trademart, turns five this month, and the birthday marks a significant milestone for a business which has single-handedly changed the way traders across Australia interact with each other about how they are feeling. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Jason Banks. This is a conversation starter, and that's TIACS is the acronym for that. And on the line, Jason, good morning. How are you? Jason?
Yes, Jason. Here.
How are you? Good morning, mate. How are you? How are you going?
I'm going good, thanks, mate. Going good. Really good, actually.
Where are you based, Jason?
Brisbane.
Brisbane, fantastic. So, look, talking about TIACS, this is a conversation starter. Tell us about the tool there that you're using, so to speak, TIACS.
Yeah, TIACS. Well, it stands for This is a Conversation Starter, as you say, and we provide free mental health counselling support to tradies, truckies, rural, blue-collar workers and those that care about them Australia-wide.
Yeah, fantastic. So it's a space, a platform to have conversations with guys and girls working in the industry?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, if someone's having a bit of a rough time or a bad day or a bad week and they need someone to talk to, they can reach out to the TAC's counselling team, and we provide it's a free service to those in the industry, and you know, we offer counselling support, so it could be anywhere up to 8 free sessions with no GP referral required.
Okay, and is that like a 1-800 number?
Yeah, it's actually a text call service, so straight through to the counsellors, yes.
And when we're talking about, conversations, we're talking about across the board, whether it be a work situation or family, personal situation, just having a pair of ears for these workers, yes?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the number one reason why someone will reach out to TX is due to relationship issues. So it could be something that's happening at home or something in the workplace. But, you know, often you just need someone to talk to and, you know, bounce a few things off just to get back on track as quick as you possibly can.
And so this has been running for 5 years. And just tell us the effect since 5 years since it started and how you're travelling with it.
Yeah, well, in that time we've supported over 16,000 Australians with free mental health support service, and you know, they reach out for a number of different reasons, but to be able to provide, it's a free service, so we're taking that financial barrier away, we're taking the physical barrier away because you can do it at home via call or text or on the work site or at a trucking stop.
Yes.
And we're taking the social barrier away from it, that it's okay to reach out to somebody things are not going so good.
Yeah, fantastic. And so, Jason, with this, look, it's a beautiful platform, beautiful vehicle. All industries should have one, I would feel, TX.
Yeah, well, we provide it to the industry. We're a non-for-profit organisation. So, you know, anybody within the industry around Australia, whether they're a truckie or they're a tradie or on a farm, can access service. Or if they're a blue-collar worker, you know, they can access this service for free.
Yes.
And it's 100% confidential.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so we have psychologists on the other end, do we?
We have mental health counsellors.
Mental health counsellors.
On the other end. They're all paid. They're not volunteers. They've all you know, been through the university, and so they're all very experienced. And, you know, they're dealing with blue-collar workers every day, so they're relatable to, you know, the challenges that are facing the industry.
And how did TX get funding?
We get funding through the industry, so we're not government-funded. We actually get... funded by, you know, great organisations out there, you know, within the building industry, the trucking industry, the rural industry.
Fantastic. Look, it's, from little things, big things grow. We should make a song out of that. But that's so fantastic. It's a beautiful platform. And look, helping our mob or virtually anybody working in the industry, like I said, it's a great concept. Like I said, it should be across the board with all different industries. But thank you for the yarn there, Jason. How long have you been on board with TIACS?
Yeah, I've been with TX for just over 12 months, and, you know, it's just an opportunity to give back. And, you know, if the callers, anyone out there that wants to refer us, they just have to write down this number at 0488 469 88, or jump over to TX.org and they can get all the information they need to either use it themselves or share it with one of their friends.
Yeah, beautiful. Jason, are you working in industry yourself, mate?
No, I've actually come from a bit of a different background of retail, but, you know, within the home improvement sector. So, yeah, just another opportunity to be able to give back. But, you know, personally, I've experienced my own mental health challenges. And, you know, I grew up with a father that also experienced that as well. So, you know, I know the challenges that are out there that are facing everyday Australians as we speak.
Yep, that's what it's all about, supporting each other. They say the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up. And look, you're doing just that, Jason. And congratulations, TX. And thank you to all the different companies out there that are supporting this fantastic platform. Thank you for the yarn, Jason. You take care. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, brother.
Thanks, Trevor. Chat soon, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn. That's Jason Banks. This is a conversation starter. TX is the acronym for that. And it's, look, a fantastic organisational platform, running for 5 years. And looking at the figures here, Trademark has helped fund $700,000 worth of free counselling through TX, which equates to over 4,000 tradies, truckies, rural and blue-collar workers gaining access to free mental health counselling. And demand for the services continue to grow year on and year as industry employees, work sites, and traders become familiar with its unique services. So it's a fantastic platform in helping brothers and sisters out there all people working in the trade industry. Look, it is fantastic. As I said, it should be templated across the country and across the globe, and all industries is what I'm saying. All industries, just having someone to talk to. And as we come into the adult world, so to speak, sometimes the four walls are closing in on you. It's just having that conversation. And here, Murray yarning up strong here on National Talk Black and using the gift of the gab, but two ears, one mouth. And just to listen to somebody is fantastic. That's medicine in itself. Have you saying yarn up strong and to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mouth? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
stand for different colors. They come from everywhere around the world.
Around the world.
They'll be chasing hopes and golden dreams. Communication, friendship, and harmony.
Australia, Coloured Stone here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Text our brother 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And the man on the mic is Baldy Man, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. That's who I am. And your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. And across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. BBM, Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And that daily track was Australia, Colour Stone. Speaking of Australia, Indigenous cricket star Ash Gardner says she is disappointed that there will be men's test match against the West Indies on Australia Day next summer, saying it is not appropriate. That's her word there. And what is the Indigenous voice to Parliament? Here's how it would work and who's for and against it. There's been a lot of talk about having an Indigenous voice to Parliament, which would lead to a change to the Australian Constitution. But for a change to be made to the Constitution, voters must approve of it being amended through a referendum. So how does a referendum work and what happens if it is successful or isn't? Let's break down everything to do with the voice to Parliament referendum. Where did this all start? It started with a historic meeting for First Nation people from across the country at the First Nation National Constitution Convention in 2017. As many as 250 Indigenous delegates met at Uluru and after days of discussions reached a consensus of a 440-word statement now known as the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It has three key objectives. One, voice to Parliament. Two, treaty. Three, truth-telling. The statement references the 1967 referendum, which changed the constitution to include Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in population counts and gave the federal government the power to make laws for Indigenous Australians in the states. What is the voice to Parliament? The voice would provide a permanent representation and recognition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the Constitution. It would be a new body that represents First Nations people from across Australia to provide their input into federal government decisions, policies and laws that affect their lives. This would be on matters relating to the social, spiritual and economic well-being of Torres Strait Islander people. The voice would be an advisory body, but it would not have powers to overrule Parliament, commonly known as veto powers. How would a voice be structured? Information on the model of the voice comes from a comprehensive report, co-authored by Professors Tom Carmer and Marcia Langton. While it might change it in the future, this is a structure being proposed by that report. The voice would be made up of two parts, local and regional voices, and a national voice. Let's go through the national voice first. The national voice will have 24 members, two from each state and territory, 16 all up, five from remote communities, two from the Torres Strait, one representing Torres Strait Islanders living on the mainland. There must be a gender balance amongst the members. Individuals will serve four-year terms and can only serve twice. Two full-time co-chairs will be elected by the members themselves. The members of the National Voice will be elected by the local and regional voices. Let's take a look at them. Local and regional voices. There will be 35 local voices representing districts around the country. Each one will be individually designed and run by the communities they represent. This is reflected the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities are many and varied. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are not homogeneous group where one solution will fit all communities. The report says the local voice will engage with all levels of government, local, state and federal. What will the voice do? The voice aims to give Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people all around the country a say in government policies. The referendum working group advising the government says the design of the voice will be guided by the following principles. It will provide independent advice to Parliament and government. It will be chosen by First Nations people based on the wishes of local communities. It will be representative of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. It will be empowering, community-led, inclusive, respectfully, culturally informed and gender balanced. It will also include youth. It will be accountable and transparent. That would be the voice not... What would the voice not be able to do? As an advisory body to the Australian Parliament and government, the voice is only there to provide advice. It would not deliver services, manage government funding, or mediate between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations. And to even get a voice to Parliament, we need a referendum. What is the question I'll be voting on? For months, representatives of First Nation communities from around Australia have discussed what the wording for the voice referendum question put to voters should be. In late March, the referendum working group finalised its recommended wording of the referendum questions, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announcing the proposed wording to be put to voters. A proposed law to alter the constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Do you approve this proposed alteration? However, the wording is not set in stone and could go through further changes when it's considered by Parliament. What happens if the referendum is successful? It means the voice will be enshrined in the Constitution, meaning successive government cannot return it. It will be established as a new constitution body in the new chapter, Chapter 9, at the end of the constitution. There are three sentences that could be added to the constitution in order to create a voice. In recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the First Peoples of Australia, there shall be a body to be called the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice may make representations to the Parliament and the Executive Government of the Commonwealth on matters relating to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The Parliament shall, subject to this constitution, have power to make laws with respect to, matters relating to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice, including its composition, functions, powers and procedures. What happens if it's unsuccessful? If the referendum fails, the constitution will remain unchanged, according to the constitution law expert, Professor Anne Toomey. The Parliament could still legislate if it wanted to do to establish an Indigenous advisory body, but if the proposed constitutional amendment failed, there would need to be consideration about why it failed and whether a different approach should be taken in the future, Professor Toomey says. In his speech at Garma Festival in August 2022, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese acknowledged that the referendum was a high hurdle to clear. We recognise the risk of failure, but we also recognise the risk of failing to try. Exactly. So that's where it sits. More information about the referendum, the voice to Parliament. You can have your say. 6 minutes left on the program, but look, that's a hot topic at the moment regarding our mob, First Nation people of this country. And people are screaming out for the treaty. There should be a treaty before the voice to Parliament. Well, at the moment, the voice to Parliament is at the table. Treaty's not there yet, but there lies discussion. There's been thumbs up here in the state of Queensland regarding truth-telling, treaty. So that's good news there. So have your say. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.